Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 27th of June 2011. All of the technology news from the previous weekend. And our servers are still down, but you wouldn't know that if you can't hear this. So a super sand is going to clean up dirty drinking water. The BBC is reporting that contaminated water is a significant issue in the developing world. Well, we all knew that, but someone's developed a super sand. It's covered in graphite, and what it means is it actually actively scrubs the water as it comes through. So if you coat the sand with this substance, run water through it, then pretty much it's going to take away any of the impurities, and what comes out the other end is pure drinking water. It's going to be cheap as well, which means that the developing world's going to be able to afford it, and so are all the charitable projects. Let's just hope we can actually deliver it rather than just sit and think about it. LulzSec has called it a day. Yeah, they've said their 50-day havoc and panic across the internet is over and done with. They've managed to hack several people on the way, including governments and game providers, but they're all done now. They've all disappeared and melted into the background, only to resurface another time, perhaps. While we're on the subject of hacking, War Games is coming back. Yes, in the age of Anonymous, we've got the big screen version of the cult classic that was out there originally coming back to screens. There's no word on when it's actually going to show up or who's going to be the stars in it, but Matthew Broderick still isn't, plus the attractive girl who's in every movie in the 80s, but you never knew her name. Oh, that's lovely, but I'm not sure it's going to be the perfect movie for 2012. Needs a bit more action, really, doesn't it? Skype for iPad is finally on the way. You all shout. Yes, because it's really, really long overdue. Apparently, it's going to be here in the next few months, but there's a screen capture of it that's been caught, so there's no release date as yet, and you're still going to have to wait. Believe it when you see it, people. And just when you thought it was safe to mention the word Winklevoss, but without having to laugh again, they're back. Yes, they got a settlement last week for a $48 million, but they've filed another lawsuit now after they've pocketed the money. And they've said that Zuckerberg withheld evidence and intentionally or inadvertently suppressed evidence as well as. Oh dear. Both of them are going for it, and they're intending to make hay while the sun shines. Apple product managers have responded to Final Cut Pro. It's not doing very well at the moment. If you look in the American store, it's only got 2.5 stars, and nearly 450 of those are 1-star ratings. People are not happy about the fact that you can't import old FCP files, you can't get any support for additional cameras like RED and that kind of thing, and QuickTime export settings and a whole load of other things just aren't working. There are pricey workarounds apparently, but you're pretty much stuck. They've taken the price down a fair old bit on the initial purchase price, but making it function is not looking like it's great. And Apple's also in a bit of hot water over its time capsule. They say that they've put in server-grade components. Oh dear. When one French site tore it down, they looked inside and found a bog-standard Western Digital 2TB hard drive that you can buy off the shelf or you can buy from scan.co.uk. Oh dear. That's not nice. I don't want Apple to get into the BS market. Come on. Earthcast is coming in spring of 2012. Later this year, there'll be some high-definition cameras launched up and attached to the Space Center. They're going to capture HD footage of Earth from space, and they're going to beam it constantly around the globe. It's like a stickam kind of thing, but for the Earth. It looks fantastic. It sounds really great. They're calling it Google Earth on steroids. Well, okay, we'll have to wait and see. And finally, some UK students have crashed through the world record for miles per gallon. They've done 1,980 miles per gallon on a test. The vehicle that they've got looks hugely weird, but it runs on bicycle tyres and it goes for blooming ever. They beat the record by 1,000 miles per gallon, so that's quite impressive. What's even more impressive is that they're all 14-year-old classmates. Well done, people. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll see you again on Wednesday for a roundup of the tech news between now and then. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening.